Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody, it's our final hour. Thank you for listening to the first couple. We appreciate that, as always. John Bonecamp will be our guest coming up, 2:20-ish, right in there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have him on. Talk some Hawks. And you've been purporting this, I just made that word up.
No.
About, is Ference legendary?
Legendary. It's a term that many people can read many different ways.
Yes.
And that's why it's kind of fun to figure out exactly what your thought process may be when you hear a college football coach is legendary. This started with Pete Futek over at College Football News.
Okay.
He is a contributor here to the show. We like to have him on during football season. Maybe we'll try to pick him up next week. But so he was talking in his Big Ten article, preview article, about coaches and Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh and Kirk Ferentz says all legendary coaches in the Big Ten. And a couple people on Twitter said, Ferentz, legendary? So let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into the conversation. Is Kirk Ferentz a legendary college football coach? When you first hear that.
It doesn't strike that bell to me.
It doesn't to you.
No.
Is Hayden Fry legendary?
I believe as far as Big Ten coaches are concerned, I think that he has a better chance of being in the legendary category than Ferentz does.
How about Barry Alvarez?
See, I don't have Alvarez's stats, but I would think that he would qualify if you're going to go that direction, but once again, I don't have his overall statistical information in front of me.
But leave stats
out. But just the name recognition
we're talking by here. Let's stay away from numbers.
Okay.
And just when you hear these names, do you think legend? All right. Joe Paterno.
Yes.
All right. There we have a baseline.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's go to Joe Tiller.
No.
No. Okay. Lee Corso.
No.
No. Okay.
He's legendary for his ESPN gig, but not as a coach. Not as a coach. I'm legendary. I'm legend in my mind.
Well, right, but we're
staying. This is different.
Let's not make it about you, Jim.
This is reality.
Keep it here.
Okay.
Tom Osborne.
Yes.
Okay, legendary. All right. I think we're
championships, bowl victories, things like. See, to me, that's what is problematic on Ferentz.
How many coaches are legendary in your mind?
Well, you got to go back. I mean, there are so many. I mean, back in history. But the game was totally different then.
Let's just say in the last 30 years even. Over the last 30 years.
Okay.
35 years. Go back to through the 80s, 90s, and through the 2000s to today.
Okay.
During that time. Mm-hmm. How many legendary coaches are there? Is Pete Carroll legendary?
Close, but he wasn't there long enough. That's my determining factor.
So it has to be longevity?
I think that has to be a part of it,
coupled with, is Bob Stoops legendary?
Yes.
Okay. One national championship.
Yes.
Legendary.
Yes.
All right.
And bowl victories.
Bobby Bowden, yes.
Yes.
Mark Richt.
No.
No. Nick Saban, yes.
Yes.
Mac Brown.
Yes.
Okay. So we're getting a baseline here.
Yes.
At least
we are,
thought process.
But yes, but the process is longevity, winning, big games that you won. I mean, every coach loses big games. We know that. But big games that you won.
So you can't be legendary in your mind without a national championship.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
because you haven't named a coach yet.
They've all won at least one title.
So at least for the way that you're saying it, they do.
Bo Schembechler.
But we're going back a little bit from the time
Even further.
Yeah. That we talked about.
Yeah. Is Urban Meyer legendary?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. So when you're looking at Kirk Ferentz, mm-hmm. and you look at him, longevity is going to be a big part. But I think what's also going to be looked back upon when we look back at Kirk, and it could be in 2 years, it could be in another 8 years, whenever his time is up.
Right.
Is what happens to the program afterwards.
Afterwards.
And if the program takes a step back, mm-hmm. or if they ascend to better heights, how the end of his tenure goes. What if it goes out in a whimper, much like Hayden Fries did? Now, Hayden had a very good team coming back in 1997. They disappointed.
Yes.
They had Michigan on the ropes in Ann Arbor. They should have won that game. That game still annoys the crap out of me. Up 21-7, they were the better football team that day.
Mm-hmm.
than a Michigan team that won the national championship that year, and they didn't get it done. Then the next year, the wheels came off. He was going through prostate cancer treatment during that year, and they finish up 3-8. But it was a little bit of a whimper as he went out, as opposed to when many people thought he should have left and he wanted to leave in 95 after they beat Washington in the Sun Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's carried off the field.
Right.
But the players talk him into
coming back.
So that's going to matter. If Kirk goes out, let's say this year they miss a bowl game, and then next year they miss a bowl game again. I mean, if that's the way you go out.
Or if they make a bowl game and then get hammered again.
Right, right. And you look back at the tenure, and then that would be six straight bowl losses to finish up. Something that early in his tenure, outside of the game against USC,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was looked
at. He had success.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Success against some very good programs in bowl games. Wins against programs like Texas Tech and Florida and LSU.
Yeah.
Not just competing, but winning those kind of games. And that has gone away and has dissipated. So that's going to be a part of it as well. What happens, how it finishes.
Does having a winning record against your in-state rival equate to you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
When you're talking about legendary. Do you know what Pete Carroll's record is against UCLA?
I don't.
Right.
Do you know
what Bo Schembechler's record was against Ohio State?
No, I don't.
Right.
So apparently then that's not against your rival, then it's not.
Not
that,
really
that,
a determining
part
factor.
Of the equation.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Which is probably a good thing for Kirk.
Well, yeah. Because Hayden Fry was, what, 15-3
against
Iowa State? And Ferentz is like 9-9.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. So we'll eliminate that aspect, Iowa State. Okay.
Now, if you're talking locally.
Yeah.
That might change the equation, you know. And I'm still amused at times when I hear people complain about Kirk Ferentz. The old man, you know, doesn't have it together anymore. Nothing has changed with Kirk. He's still the same guy.
He is.
And anybody inside the profession will tell you what a good person he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there have been things that have come up. Absolutely. You know, the whole housing thing with his son way back in the day. That rankled people. But you're at a place as a college coach and that kind of, you know, just the microscope that is on you for 18 years, things are going to come up. But overall, the way that he's run the program, the successes that he's had, you're not going to find in a dirty, dirty business a better representative than what Kirk Ferentz has been over the 18 years.
I'm good with that. Absolutely.
And yet, for some people, that just doesn't matter one iota. All they want is the wins. All they want is a bowl victory. All they want is a Big Ten championship. He only has two of those. Do you know how many offhand that Hayden Fry had in his 17 years?
No.
Three.
Okay.
Barry Alvarez.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kirk Ferentz has more Big Ten wins than Barry Alvarez.
Than Alvarez.
He's been there a little longer, but you look at the records, they're very comparable.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk also coached in a time.
Doesn't Alvarez, though, have some big bowl wins, too?
Rose Bowl victories.
Rose Bowl victories.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, Kirk has an Orange Bowl victory. Mm-hmm. So he also came up in a time that was different. Now, if it was back when Hayden was there, when Alvarez was there, he'd have more appearances in the Rose Bowl. But in 2002, because of the weird system that was in place with the BCS.
Correct.
Something that hardly anybody knew about at the time. That was a crazy thing, Jim. After Ohio State clinched with the win against Michigan State, and we knew they were playing in the national championship game. Everybody, well, you go to the Rose Bowl. That's where you're going.
Yeah.
And people had their plane tickets and ready to go.
Uh-oh.
And then the selection go, what the hell's going on? Going to Miami.
Yeah.
And there was still so much excitement that everybody was fine with it. But in past years, they would have been playing in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the case for that season. You go back, the Orange Bowl victory against Georgia Tech, another one that they very well could have been in the Rose Bowl, but it didn't happen. There are plenty of scenarios out there that would look different in past years, and that's why it is always difficult, regardless of sport, when you try to just match up exactly what it is, because it's different eras. Now, you talk about Woody and Bo back in the day. They, if you didn't win the Big Ten championship, you weren't going to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't measure it up to that. You know, Kirk with one more bowl victory will be third all time in wins from a Big Ten coach in bowl games.
That's incredible.
But then you look back and remember, well, if you didn't win the Big Ten championship for a long time, you weren't going to any bowl.
Right.
So that's the difference there.
There's a lot of changes that have taken place.
And that's what you get into. So I think a fun exercise, a fun thought process. What would it take then for you for him to become legendary? If they would have got to the college football playoff a couple of years, is that enough to push him over the edge?
I would think that would have really helped him.
It would have been his third Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm.
He had 02, 04, and then a later one with 2015 in the college football playoff. Even if they get blown out by Alabama, just getting Iowa there, I think would push him.
I also think maybe and the game that you went to, the Rose Bowl,
mm-hmm.
if they would have beaten Stanford, I think that might have been because then people could say, hey, we won the Rose Bowl.
Won a Rose Bowl, an Orange Bowl win.
That's the Big Ten Bowl.
Right.
Is the Orange Bowl. The Rose Bowl.
Right.
And they got hammered.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you saw it firsthand.
I did.
But it's
luckily the Bud Lights were going down quickly. That helped.
That helped a lot. But I think now, and maybe that's why there was blowback that you got,
mm-hmm.
because his last 5 years in bowl games at the end of the season have been just dreadful.
Right.
I mean, they got killed by a Florida team that didn't even have six starters on defense. Six starters. They're missing, and they got hammered. So I think, and everybody said, well, And just like what you and I discussed at the end of that 12-0 season, we said they went 12-0. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They're, a foot and a half away from winning the Big Ten playoff game,
mm-hmm.
and going to that. And then everybody's so jacked about going to the Rose Bowl. How many fans were there? 60,000, 50,000 fans? Yeah. I mean, there were a lot, right?
Yeah.
That made that trip,
mm-hmm.
and then they just got smoked.
Right.
And then it all went back to, well, their schedule wasn't good. I mean, all of that stuff. And then I think that lingers with people who are going to go with a blowback on the so-called legendary status.
So you need one more breakthrough.
I think so.
One more breakthrough, a Big Ten championship.
I think he might be close to that legendary status if he would have won the Rose.
He's got, in his career,
mm-hmm.
five top 10 finishes at Iowa.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's impressive.
That is very impressive.
He probably doesn't have that.
No.
But the problem is those other 13 years, I think only two other times, they even finished in the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of middling years in there, a lot of 8-5s, you know, those kind of things that leave you.
When they're,
they're all right. They were fine.
When there were 4-8 in there tossed in as well?
Right.
Only a few years back,
But most coaches are going to have that.
Once in a while.
Yeah. You're there for 18 years, those things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is, though, those top 10 finishes are great, but then when you only add two more top 25 finishes, that, I don't know, kind of waters things up.
So you're
bit.
On the edge on this as well.
Yeah.
In your thinking.
It's difficult to process right now. It's difficult to process. I believe this is the way that I think of it.
Okay.
I believe he will be looked back upon as a legendary coach. I do not believe he will retire as a legendary coach,
okay.
I think he will be looked back upon
5 years later
as a legendary coach. Absolutely.
After he retires 5 years.
Because I just don't think Iowa fans as a whole realize how difficult it is to sustain at the level that he's been,
mm-hmm.
and be as good as he has been. Now, here's another thing. If it goes down the road that it looks like Kirk wants and Brian would succeed him, that also can tarnish his image if it doesn't work out.
I'm with you on that, because nepotism will be played to the hilt.
If he retires, even on a good note.
Yeah.
Maybe not the highest of notes, but let's say...
No, he wins a bowl game last game. He wins the Sun Bowl.
They go 9-3, win a bowl game, goes out on a high note, retires 3 years from now, all's well and good.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian takes over. And then Brian fails?
Ooh.
That's not going to be his legendary status. Certainly going to be tarnished.
I'm with you on that.
So that's another one where you look down the road. So it's difficult to decipher right now. And pretty fun conversation.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to carry this over with John?
Yeah, we'll talk with John Bonenkamp about that, the Burlington Hawkeye on the Hawkeye beat, and much more, the sports editor down there. John Bonenkamp up next here as we continue on. Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. But we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Make history and celebrate the 4th of July by lighting up the sky with Bolino Fireworks. Fireworks are now legal in Iowa. Bolino Fireworks has been supplying the Midwest with quality products at the very best prices for over 35 years. Plus, at Bolino Fireworks, buy one, get three free.
Bolino Fireworks, find them in Ames in the Hy-Vee parking lot, 3800 Lincoln Way. Also the Fairway parking lot, 3619 Stange Road. Also in Indianola, the Fairway parking lot, 1309 West 2nd Street. Bolino Fireworks, have a blast this 4th of July.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Mmm, who doesn't love cupcakes? And at Molly's Cupcakes, you can create your own. Pick a cake flavor, choose a frosting, then dress it up with toppings and sprinkles from our sprinkle station. At Molly's Cupcakes, choose from dozens of flavors of cakes and frostings, as well as cheesecakes, cookies, bars, pies, and more, including vegan and gluten-free choices. Molly's Cupcakes, 215 East 3rd Street in Des Moines East Village. A proud member of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, the only 5-star accredited chamber in Central Iowa.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's 2-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and 3 additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. It's always a good day when we get a chance to talk with John Bonecamp, Burlington Hawkeye, on the Drafthouse 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. He joins us right now. John, good afternoon, pal.
How's it going?
We're doing fine. We've got plenty of things to get into, but Trent hit on a very interesting topic that he and I discussed. I'll let him explain it to you, and then we'll kind of pick your brain on it as well.
Yeah, there was college football news as Pete Futek had he was doing a Big Ten preview, and he was talking about coaches, and he threw out the legendary group, Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh, Kirk Ferentz, and went on and kept coming. Then a couple of tweets he said came his way. And the question becomes, is Kirk Ferentz really legendary? And the term legendary, you can take in a multitude of different ways. And I think that's what makes it such a fun conversation. It really depends on what your definition of legendary is and if Kirk falls into that category. So when you hear that and you hear the conversation, where does your mind go first, John?
See, when you say legendary to me, I'm thinking Bear Bryant. I'm thinking, you know, the older coaches who have won, you know, multiple national championships and you know are among the all-time leaders in wins. And so in my mind, that's legendary. Now, that's not to diminish, you know, Kirk and what he's done, but you know, I mean, when you say legendary, I think, you know, historic coaches in my mind more than anything else. But when you look at his longevity there, when you look at the games he's won, when you look at, you know, there's been a couple of Big Ten titles, you know, sharing Big Ten titles, and there's a couple of, you know, winning the division, you know, a couple of years ago, those sort of things. When you have all that, you know, and you look at how long he's been there and how long he may be there from now on, you know, if your definition of legendary is longevity with the success, then certainly he's in there. But when you say that to me, I'm thinking, you know, historic coaches in terms of, you know, national titles and where they are on the career win list and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking legendary, do you what Big Ten coaches would you put in there? I mean, obviously Paterno is there. Urban,
right.
Urban Meyer's there. Where else would you go?
If you look at the way I look at it, yeah, Urban Meyer's there because, you know, there's a national title with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you say Harbaugh, is he really legendary? You know, I don't know. It's like I said, to me, it's the big name, you know, and I mean, if you want to talk modern coaches, you know, obviously Nick Saban's on that list,
right,
you know,
yep,
and,
yep.
and there's some other ones. So, I mean, it, like you said, and it is the definition of it. It's how you define legendary. And, you know, and so when you look at, and I wouldn't even put Kirk in the same category as Harbaugh, because Jim Harbaugh hasn't been in Michigan that long. And you look at Kirk, and you look at the you know, the time he's been there, the bowl appearances, the, you know, that sort of thing, you know, he's, in my mind, very high on the Big Ten coaches, but I don't really think of him yet in that status of the historic coaches.
what would it take for him to get there then? Another Big Ten championship? Does it have to be multiple, a big run, college football playoff? I mean, to get to that
I think you got to get to the playoff. I think you have to, you know, and maybe even get to the national title game. And certainly if you win a national title, that certainly puts you in that group of coaches that are, that you can think about, you know, that sort of thing. Because to me, it's about, you know, it's about the multiple, you know, multiple national titles. But if he won one, if he even got to the playoff, I think that adds to his reputation anymore. And like I said, I hate to argue against him because I think he's been a wonderful coach, and I think his success, you know, is very evident in what he's been able to do. You know, but like I said, legendary in my mind are the historic coaches and that sort of thing. But when you look at how long he's been there, you know, the number of games he's won, you know, the fact that there hasn't been any sort of scandal, you know, involved in anything. I mean, certainly he's going to go down as one of the, you know, you could argue maybe the greatest coach in Iowa history. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's kind of depends on how you look at those things.
Mm-hmm. Trent made a good argument before you came on the show, and I'll ask this question of you.
Okay.
When he does decide to retire, in 5 years, will that legendary status be much easier to say yes on? Or if whoever takes over and if nepotism is involved and that doesn't work out so well, is that going to reflect back on Ferentz as well?
No, I don't think it'll reflect back on him. But I do think once he's done and when you have a chance to reflect on all he's done, then yeah, you may be able to look at him in a different way. And that's the other thing too, is, you know, you're looking at, he's still coaching. And, you know, in my mind, you know, like I said, and I put Nick Saban in that category because of the number of national titles he's won, and he's still coaching. But to me, legendary in my mind are the guys that aren't coaching anymore. And, you know, the ones that you know, have had that historic, you know, that historic part on their resume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, 5 years, you know, maybe, you know, a couple of years after he's retired, or even when he retires, if you look back on his numbers and you look back on what he's done, you know, on and off the field, yes, I think his the way people will look at him will be a little bit different.
Okay.
Is Hayden Fry legendary?
Yes. I would say that, and again, it kind of goes against what I was saying earlier about you know, national titles and mm-hmm. all that, but and again, you know, when you look at how he rebuilt that program and built it basically from, you know, what it was, and, you know, the reputation he had in the state, the reputation he had nationally, too, and I think that sometimes gets played into it, too. You know, coaches are looked at in a different way regionally and nationally, and I think Hayden, you know, had that sort of, you know, aura to him. And there has to be some of that, too, I think, you know, where there has to be, you know, the reputation of the guy. You know, when you think of Bear Bryant, you imagine the houndstooth cap and, you know, and all that stuff. And so I mean, you know, like I said, legendary in my mind comes after they leave and you look back on what they've done. And so that's why I think that's why I would consider Hayden in that mix, because of what he was able to do in a program that was pretty much nothing when he got there.
Okay.
And, you know, he built the program to where Kirk then has taken it now to an even different level. And like I said, when his career is over, I think people will look at him a little bit differently.
Is there any football news at all, or is it just dead?
Boy, it's been pretty quiet, hasn't it? I mean, nobody's been hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody's been arrested. You know, nobody of note is transferred. I mean, it's been pretty quiet, you know, and I think we get another media availability with him here in the next couple of weeks. And then, you know, you get Big Ten Media Day at the end of July. And then all of a sudden we'll start talking football. But right now it's been real quiet, which is fine with me. I'm not arguing.
Yeah,
it's a very good thing. And the questions that are still there are going to be there coming into August camp. And it's going to be, can they find a quarterback? Can they find receivers? Because, you know, the rest of the team, I feel like they're in good shape. The other thing, though, is the implementation of the new offensive system. You know, what we're going to see, what they're really going to try to do. You can go back to 5 years ago when Greg Davis came in. It was a disaster. Has there been enough conversation about a possibility of some growing pains here in year number one for Brian and company?
Oh, I think if you know people that understand football are going to understand that there will be some difficulties, and you know, I mean, you can't change terminology. You know, you can't change some of the things you can do overnight, and especially then when you have a team that has a new quarterback that has pretty much every wide receiver is new with the exception of Matt Vandenberg. You're really good up front, and that to me that's the biggest thing about this team that will give them more success than I think sometimes maybe will people think of is the fact that they're very good on the offensive line. It's one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. So I think that will help a little bit, but of course there's going to be growing pains. I mean there's going to be some restlessness I think from Iowa fans early on, especially if they struggle. But it has to understand that's just part of college football when you change things around.
Mm-hmm. We're having a great conversation with John Bonenkamp, Burlington Hawkeye, on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. John, did you get a chance to hit up some of the basketball, the PTL?
Yeah, I've been there the last two Sundays, I'm planning on going tomorrow. I don't know yet, but it's like they look really good, and there's Fred McCaffrey has a problem, but it's a really good problem. It's going to be how do you fit 13 guys into 200 minutes?
Yeah.
There is a lot of depth on this team. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of youth, what you're seeing now is probably what you're going to see a year or two down the road because all those guys, those guys are going to grow together. But it's been really fascinating to watch. This is a really good team, and from what I've seen in the times I've seen them, it's like you can make the case for all of them playing. And so, like I said, how do you divide the 200 minutes per game in the 13 players? I don't know. And so I think that's going to be the biggest thing that he is going to have to face, and he's going to learn that as they take this European trip. He's going to learn this in the fall that this is how does this all work? And, to me, this is a very deep team. This is a very good team.
Well, and the two freshmen coming in, more additions to that front court. Your thoughts on what you've seen out of Jack Nungy up to this point? 6'11", can shoot it, can play inside, and then the big man Luca Garza in there. Two 6'11 guys coming in, and they both look like they can play.
Yes, and I mean, there again, it's like you knew what you had coming back, and so you try to figure out, okay, who's going to pick up for Peter Jack. Now you add in two things, two players that you really haven't had these kind of players before that are essentially 7-footers when mm-hmm. you think about it.
Right.
And not only are they 7-footers, but they can play inside and they can play outside. And so now all of a sudden, where do those guys fit in? How do you get them minutes? What do you do with them? And they're both really talented. They both should play. I had somebody ask me the other day, do you think you're going to redshirt one of them? I said, absolutely not.
Right.
They're going to play. And so, they should play. They're very talented players who can do a lot of different things.
It's my suggestion that Kreener is going to have a lot to say about the minutes that are played in the post. Have you examined his game in the PTL? And if so, what have you taken away from him?
Again, he's very solid. When he played last year, he gave them good minutes, and he's he had that little 10-foot jumper that he can extend out a little bit, which again makes him a difficult player to defend. Plus, he's a really good rebounder. So it's the older guys like Dom Ewell and Ahmad Wagner who's going to head into his junior year. And those guys are going to have to – those guys are going to have to prove they can rebound. And Ahmad can. Dom Ewell, has had a lot of – has been very inconsistent, especially, and he was that way last year. And so, those guys are going to have a say, too, and who gets playing time. It's going to be about who can defend and who can rebound. Because all of these guys can score inside. Some of them can score outside. It's going to be about who can defend and who can rebound. And I think it's going to determine a lot of minutes.
And we haven't even mentioned Cordell Pemsel coming back from off-season surgery. Yeah. I mean, the depth inside, it's absolutely incredible. You know they're going to have pieces up there. Does that mean that Jordan Bohannon, though, is the most important piece, taking another step, maybe especially on the defensive end? Isaiah Moss, I mean, because the front court is so stacked, you know you're going to have options there. In the back court, though, there's some questions, especially after those two.
Oh, sure. And, I mean, you have to look at, you know, who steps into the Peter Jok role, who steps into that shooting guard that can get you, you know, 15 to 20 points a night. You know, to me, point guard isn't an issue in the sense of Jordan Bohannon, because I think he can give you good minutes. The issue there is, okay, what does Christian Williams do? I think he's one of those players that's going to need to give you, on a consistent basis, you know, 12 to 15 good minutes a night, because you can't run Jordan Bohannon into the ground. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Christian Williams is going to play a little bit of a point. You know, Manchie Daly is another player that didn't get a lot of playing time last year, but he stuck around. He's, you know, and we talked to him the other day, and he's like, you know, he just goes a lot of times just to work out by himself. And, you know, that's the dedication for me. That's a guy that really wants to get minutes. So, you know, again, there's a crowded guard court, too. It's going to be a matter of who can give you good minutes, who can be consistent. You know, that was Isaiah Moss's problem last year. He'd give you 14 points in the first half, not give you anything in the second half.
Right.
You know, he's going to have to be a little more consistent. So to me, in the guard court, it's about consistency more than anything else on who gets playing time.
Having a conversation with John Bohnenkamp, Burlington Hawkeye, on the Draft House 50 hotline. John, this team, I always get a kick out of the way too early NCAA tournament teams. Iowa not listed on most of them. Does that catch you a little by surprise, or are these people say, okay, show me?
I think that's what people are saying. I think they don't realize how deep this team is. And, you know, I mean, one of the things people kind of forget is, well, they're like, oh, well, they were an NIT team. Well, they were one of the last four out of the NCAA tournament with the season they had last year. So, and you've got pretty much everybody back except Peter Jok. You know, so I do think they're kind of, okay, let's see what they can do, you know, with this group in the following year without Peter Jok. I mean, like I said, I don't put a whole lot of stock in them, but I do think people are kind of sleeping on them a little bit. I think this is a really good basketball team. And it's just a matter of, you know, how it all fits. And, you know, Fran's going to figure that out in a hurry. That's a November schedule that's difficult. You know, you get right into December and you get two Big Ten games right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you play Iowa State on the road. You play, you know, Colorado on a neutral court. You play in the Big Four Classic. There's a lot of things there. He's not going to have a lot of time to have the easy games where everybody can play and you can kind of see what everybody does. He's going to have to make a decision. You know, it's going to be a work in progress, but he's going to have to do it against a very difficult non-conference schedule. But yeah, I do think it's, you know, let's see what they can do sort of thing. Cause I think people just don't know how good these two freshmen are. I think they don't know how good Tyler Cook's going to be. And I think he's going to be really good too. We haven't talked about him yet, but I think he's going to be really good. So there's a lot of talent on this team. And I think people are kind of overlooking that right now.
I'm there with you. I think this team has a chance to be really good. Maybe not upper echelon good, top three, say, of the Big Ten, but certainly right in the mix to get back to the NCAA tournament this year and do a little bit of damage. John, before we let you run, over on the other side of the river from you there in Burlington is Macomb in Western Illinois. The Summit League going through some transition of their own. Tell us a little bit about what's happening there, and Ooey Pooey on the move.
Yeah, IUPUI. I think the Horizon League really wanted to get back in Indianapolis after losing Butler. And when they lost Valpo, I think that opened the door for IUPUI. You know, Summit League is down to eight teams now. It goes back to nine next year when North Dakota comes in. It's a really good league, and that's a basketball program that I think is kind of on its way up. And to me, it's a big jump for them. And I think they'll struggle early on, but it made perfect sense. It seemed like that was an area that they seemed a little bit more regionally fit. I know there was a concern in the Summit League that they were going to lose more than one. I think they thought that the Horizon might go get Fort Wayne too. And, you know, there were some rumors maybe Omaha might go, that sort of thing. So I think just losing one is okay. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of conference changes coming in the next three or four years, and it's not going to be the big conferences. It's going to be the mid-majors. There's going to be a lot of shifting, and, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to start looking around, okay, if this, if, you know, if X happens, where do we go? You know, that sort of thing. So that's the next big conference move is, you know, teams going places where to cut expenses in a lot of cases. And, you know, and so that to me is the biggest news I think is going to come out of this, you know, college conference changes, is it's going to come from the mid-majors.
Yeah, I think you're right. And people, I don't think, really understand that those conferences don't get the mega millions like the Power Five does.
Yeah, and that money, you know, and that TV money is going to be drying up here.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, in within 4 or 5 years. So really the changes like in the Missouri Valley and like in the Horizon League and now the Summit League have been based more on just, well, okay, which conference is a better fit for us? And in IUPUI's case, I think they looked at it and said, we feel like we're a better fit in the Horizon League. But they're only taking a step up in competition. So I think it's going to take them a couple of years to kind of adjust to that.
Always good, pal, when you take some time with us. Thank you, John. Have a great day.
I will do that. Have a good one.
See ya. John Bowenkamp on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Good stuff out of him.
Yeah, very interesting and different times in college athletics.
Yeah, it is.
Constantly shifting. You know, we always talk about what's happening. Mention this to Ben Kercheval. Did you see that Kansas is putting $300 million into their football stadium?
That's incredible.
What is that for?
They only have 1,400 people that show up.
Well, there's a good point that was brought up by their football coach. And it was programs that have done this that were struggling at the time. Oregon.
Yes.
Put a ton of money into their facilities.
They did.
And they started to improve.
And that brought fans. Yep.
Another one, and just to the south of them in the Big 12, Oklahoma State.
Yes.
T. Boone put money
in. Yeah, he did.
Renovated everything. New uniforms. Pretty new shiny objects. And they got a lot better. So Oklahoma State football, for a long time, outside of the years of Barry Sanders, and Thurman Thomas,
yeah.
They were bad.
Yeah, they were.
They were really bad.
Yeah.
For a long stretch.
Yep.
It's a kind of recent phenomenon of Oklahoma State being good.
Mm-hmm.
Reason for that, they put money into it. Maybe Kansas is on something here.
You think they're going to find some success?
Well, and at the very least, you do that, you get some semblance of a football program compared to the tire fire that they've been over the last decade.
Right.
And if realignment hits, feel like you're in a lot better position than you were.
Oh, I see where you're going. They're gearing up in case realignment takes place.
Right.
Okay. I got you. Jimmy B and TC is the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Rise and You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
It's Macy's 4th of July mattress sale with the lowest prices of the season from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, iComfort, and more. Shop specials now through Tuesday. Plus, get free delivery and setup with a minimum mattress purchase of $787. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July mattress sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Napa know-how. When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has four wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 KBGG with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo.
The trick golf shot that I do have is when I hit it in the woods if I find it. If I find it in the woods, I'm good.
I've seen you golf. The trick shot for you is hitting the green in regulation.
There you go.
Then join former Pro Bowl running back Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney for the Tiki and Tierney Show and head into the evening with former Register sports writer Bill Ryder with Ryder Than You on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we are almost fine for the day. But don't forget, we'll be back again bright and early tomorrow at 12 noon. That fits right in my wheelhouse, that 12 noon thing.
Yeah, it works out well for you.
Yeah, it does. You're up earlier than me.
Yeah.
Yep. For obvious reasons. So that, like I said, 12 noon is perfect for me. What are you going to be tuned in tonight? I know you're going to watch the Twins, right?
Yeah, yep. It's been a rough one last night. The rain delay led it into late into the evening. Early lead for the Red Sox, and then it ballooned from there, and it got ugly. So, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on that one. Not a whole lot of hope tonight. Mejia will take them out against Rick Porcello. Porcello's been terrible for the Red Sox himself, but the Twins, good teams. Just has not worked out very well. So I'll be watching that, be watching the Cubs and the Nationals.
I was going to say Cubs-Nats, that's probably where I'll go for a while.
Yeah. Strasburg on the bump for the Nats, so that always bears watching. Lackey, you never know what you're going to get with him.
Could that game get ugly early?
Oh, yeah.
It could.
There's no doubt. It's Lackey. I mean,
yeah.
Lackey, if he's a little off, he can get really bad.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
Rangers, Indians, that's been kind of entertaining the last couple of nights. Mm-hmm. Yu Darvish back on the mound. He's been out for a while, so he'll be back out there for the Rangers. Maybe an eye on that one. I was seeing something interesting. Kansas City, as we know, kind of back in contention.
Yes.
And they're playing the Tigers right now in their series. The Tigers, maybe then the next couple of weeks, going to make the decision of Do we trade away pieces?
Yeah, they buy or sell. Yeah.
Well, they're not buying.
No, they're gonna sell.
It's selling, but just how much selling? Is it bit pieces, mm-hmm. or are you looking to sell Verlander? You know, guys like that.
Right, right.
And if that's the route that they're going to go. So, Kansas City, though, still hanging around. They're going to have a decision to make here over the next month of what they're going to do. Brewers and Reds tonight, Chase Anderson, who's been their best pitcher. Fun guy to watch for the Brewers,
right.
So he'll be taking the mound tonight for Milwaukee. A lot of decent baseball, but overall, you know, pretty quiet night.
I might get in. I mean, I'll definitely sample the Nats and the Cubs,
mm-hmm.
but I might watch a little of the L.A. teams again.
Okay.
Dodgers, Angels, just because the Dodgers are so entertaining. I mean, Jock Peterson went yard last night with a three-run jack,
mm-hmm.
so, and the Dodgers won. But I'll probably do that. But I think the majority of my focus will be Cubs and Nationals this evening. I'm with you. I want to see if John Lackey can have a decent outing against that power order
mm-hmm.
Of Washington. And you're right. It could get ugly early with him on the mound. Yeah, you know, going back to KC.
Yeah.
They're... I mean, you look at the standings, Trent, they're only a couple of games out.
But Jim,
I know,
you got to look deeper than that.
I know
you
that.
Have to look.
I know, but you know fans are going to, we're only a couple games out.
But that is the job of the GM, the front office.
That's correct.
Is to not just look at it simply as we're only a couple of games out. Is this a team that is built to win in the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you could get there, which even may be a stretch. Because we all know Cleveland's immensely talented. Now, that's a talented team. They haven't had Danny Salazar for a month now.
Right.
You know, Carrasco, he was hurt. Kluber's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the DL, they just had Brantley was just on the DL.
He
just came back off of that. This is a talented team. They put it all together. They're far and away the best team in the division. And then, what, you're hopeful that you can nab that second wild card and you're going to go into Yankee Stadium or go into Boston and win a one-game playoff against them? That's what you're hoping for? That's what you're mortgaging your future for? Fans, they can complain, they can call into Sports Talk Radio and get upset, but you have to look at it, what's the best for the future of the organization, and the reality is, even with this hot streak that they've been on,
correct,
even with as well as they played over the last month, the reality is that the future of their organization, the next time that they're going to have a real shot, it's not this year,
no,
not the next couple of years, it's probably 4 or 5 years down the line. That's what you have to start building for.
That's when they would really start to reap the benefits of their minor league system again, which propelled them into this great, 4 or 5 year run that they have had, which resulted in a World Series title.
Yeah, it was about building up with Hosmer, Moustakas,
right. Kane,
those guys.
Yeah.
That came up, and you get a couple of breaks, you make a couple of moves, you bring in Johnny Cueto, you bring in Ben Zobrist,
mm-hmm.
and you win a World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you build to. If you're in a market like Kansas City, when you don't have the same kind of funds as the Dodgers, as the Yankees, that's the way you have to go about it.
Okay.
And, yeah, in the short term, it sucks. And your team's decent. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're decent.
Yeah.
You feel like they're close, but in reality.
You're not.
You're not close.
Okay.
You're not close.
All right. So tonight for you, Twins,
yep.
Nats, Cubs, and will you watch any West Coast, or will you try to go to bed at a decent hour for a change?
No. Cardinals Diamondbacks will be on late. I'll be keeping
watching
an eye
that?
On that one.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll roll from there. We'll be back at it tomorrow at noon, Jimmy B.
You got it, brother. We are out of here once again, bright and early tomorrow at 12 noon on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation 515-262-STAR.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address, except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
A comet 6 billion miles away is talking to us. Farmers are growing produce in shipping containers. Trees and plants can now distinguish between pests and beneficial insects. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Aero Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey, talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
I'm debt-free!
Yeah!
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk rail clean.
So they can stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports.